I love this clubhouse. I've told pretty much everybody that we've had a conversation about that. I've told them I love this place. I'd love to be here. We're going to get the operation done and kind of see where that takes us.
Hey, Joe, it's all going the way that I thought it could go. Zach Eflin, for whatever reason, does not get traded. And as I said, look for them to give him the qualifying offer. Or the situation where the injuries are a question and Zach Eflin believes he wants to get paid now, maybe he signs a 2 or 3 year extension with the Baltimore Orioles. This year, Zach Eflin, injury riddled, 5.93 earned run average, but we know that's the outlier. He's only 31 years old. Last year with the Orioles, a 2.60 earned run average, a total of 3.59 earned run average, which is lower than his career ERA. So Zach Eflin, definitely a player that I would love to have come back, not only because of what he does on the field, but what he is to that clubhouse that he's talked about in that clip. He's coming off a 3-year, $40 million contract. That's less than $15 million a year. Are you willing to pay Zach Eflin 3 years, $60
million? Yes. Yeah. You think I wouldn't. He's not worth like 30, 40. He's worth 20.
No, he's not going to. He's not going to make 30, 40.
No.
No one's paying him that. No one's paying him that. I think Zach Eflin is worth anywhere between 20 and 23.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to pay him that.
Two for 50 or three for 60.
And that's been the big question. Were you willing to pay him that kind of money for a city that always criticizes the team for paying players or not paying players? We sure do have a lot of fans who worry about paying players.
Please. How long, when people were clamoring for Chris Davis to stay, when they paid him and he couldn't hit the baseball anymore, what happened? I can't believe you paid him all that money. You wanted him. I wanted him. After they let Nelson Cruz go, I'm like, don't let this guy go. So they kept him, and he just, whatever happened to him was sad. He had such a decline. But people were mad about the money spent. Like, somehow it came out of their pockets.
And people, I hate the fact that Tyler O'Neill is hurt. I hate it. But 3 years, $50 million is the going price for an outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
That's the going price, folks. You know what I mean? Is that the guy you should have paid? You can argue that because of the injuries. But the money they spent, and even still, what are you worried about it for? Why do you care?
Yeah.
They're not giving anybody money that they don't have.
Right?
Hey, can I put it on layaway? I don't have it, but can I put it on layaway? That's not the way it goes. You got to put that money in escrow. They have that money.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about that. I would absolutely pay Zach Eflin $20 to $23 million a year, about 3 years. I give him 3 years. I'm not excited for 4 or 5 because you're going to have a couple wasted years in that. I think he still has a good 2 to 3 years left in him.
So what?
If it's 2 years and I eat a year, I'm fine. If it's 3 years, all 3 of those years he's still giving me something, I'm fine with that too. But I just think he's worth every penny in terms of what he does on and off the field. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning,
hey,
man.
Hey, I agree with Ed. I think I get Eflin like maybe 2 years, $50 million, or even like he probably wouldn't accept this. Maybe a 1 year deal with a team option, you know, for a second year. But I would love to have him back. You know, if everything goes well next season, you know, with Bradish coming back, you got Bradish number one, Rogers to two, Eflin number three, get another starting pitcher and put Kramer in number five, I think we'd be set, man, and go get some bullpen arms. You know, this pitching rotation.
Who's your five again?
Kramer.
No, who's all five?
Oh.
Who are your five again, Rashawn?
Oh, Bradish, Rogers, Eflin, and go out and sign a starting pitcher from somewhere that's better than Kramer, put him in number four, and then Kramer in number five.
You think Grace
I'm not counting on him. I'm not counting him at all. And I'm not even putting him in part of the equation. And then you put Povich in the bullpen. Povich and maybe Brandon Young improves next season. And then we got Wells coming back. Soares. So, you know, we'd be great. You know, I think we'd be in good position next season, though. So
thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Parkville. Get Eli. What's up, Eli?
Good morning. Good morning, fellas. I wouldn't pay him 2 years, $50 million. That's like overpay. I'm thinking like maybe like a 2 years, like $30 million because he was injured, so he can make up that 1 year.
He doesn't have an injury history. He's injured this year, and you're not getting him for 2 years, $30 million. You might as well not even negotiate with him.
he can go somewhere else. Hey, Rob, though. Come on, Rob. I gotta call you. Gotta talk to you about
last night. Dude, that's the going price. Eli, that's the going price for pitchers, for starting pitchers. That's the going price.
I'm talking about your man's out there in the ninth. You know who I'm talking about, Rob.
Who?
Your man's, Flaherty.
Who's my man, dude? What are you talking about?
Jack Flaherty.
What about him?
Man, you saw what he did last night.
I saw what he did. I also saw what he did a couple of starts ago. Cause you don't call me when he doesn't pitch well.
I was going to call you that one day.
But you don't call me when he doesn't pitch well, though.
I don't call you out
when he doesn't pitch well. But every time he pitches well, you got to call. You don't call when he doesn't pitch well.
Nah, all right, so it was like last week he pitched well in the eighth inning, and it was like he gave up one run. I was like, all right, well, maybe Rob.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Did you call me on the sixth when he went 4 2/3 and gave up six runs?
Nah. So I don't call you all the time.
I know you didn't. You didn't call me then. And the thing about it, Joe, I didn't come on the show and call him out the next day. Guys don't call then. You still about your boy Jack Flaherty? Yes, I saw my boy Jack Flaherty. I saw your boy Jack Flaherty too. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Orioles, to say you give a starting pitcher who has a pretty good history, a pretty good earned run average for his career, 2 years, $30 million, dude, you don't even negotiate with him.
Yeah.
That's not what you give quality starting pitchers.
No, I mean, I don't like paying $4 a gallon for gas. That's what it costs, though. It's just you got to pay what the going rate is.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get why we're so bent out of shape about spending. It's funny, like we get on out the ownership for spending money, but yet when it comes time we ask these questions, well, I wouldn't give them that kind of money. Well, why not? Whose money is it?
Yeah. Whose money is it?
I mean, the going price, it costs what it costs. Like mm-hmm. you said, gas, milk, all those things. If you don't want to pay, get out of the business. I don't know. What is he? Am I looking at something different, some kind of bizarro world, what he's talking about?
What?
Am I looking at the wrong thing? Jack Flaherty the other night pitched well, Joe?
I have no idea. I'll be honest. I don't even think about that guy.
I'm looking, unless it's the wrong thing, on the 12th. That was 2 days ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does that say, Ed?
I can't see your screen.
Four and a third innings, 5 runs on 8 hits.
Yeah, that's not a good outing. So,
I'm trying to double check him. I didn't even know what he did, but I'm like, that doesn't look good to me.
No, it doesn't look good for anybody. That's not even a border.